Hallelujah. Amen. So, Joel chapter 2 on the sighting. Joel chapter 2 and verse 19, quickly. I'll share what God has to say with us. It takes some time to labor with that word, and then we would proceed into Sunday school. Joel chapter 2 and verse 19. If our mothers are around, please let them come inside and join us. That's one of the reasons why we made sure that it was in the middle of service so everybody can partake. So if you have enough mothers around, make sure they are inside. And if they are around, any of them is around, please give them an interpreter so that somebody can interpret for those who are not able to speak Yoruba. Joel chapter 2, verse 19. Says the Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. Can you say a better amen? Amen. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine. I will send you grain and new and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. Isaiah 42 and verse 9. Isaiah 42 verse 9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. What is the Lord saying to us for this month as a congregation, as Higher Ground Baptist Church? And I'm using this moment to also appeal to those who don't come for plitting hour. Well, you should always make your time to be there. It's every first day of the month, 7 to 8 a.m. Every first day of the month. For some, they don't know, but for some, you know, you don't come. But it's an appeal to you to always make sure that that's where we labor in prayer for what God has spoken to us for the month, so that we can see the results in our lives. So he's saying to us here, says, and I will send you grain and new wine. Our main text for the year was taken from Joel chapter 2. We have been considering from verse 1 up until the end. What is God saying to us this month as a new people? See, everything is working in tandem, actually. For Tizo, we looked at Unleash. I've been looking at Break Forth. Is that right? And God is saying to us that for the month of June is our month of new things. It's our month of new things. Our month of new things. That means that God is a God that is not stagnant. It's a God that does things progressively. Is a God that brings forth new things out of people's lives. God is always interested in doing new things. There are times, like I've read into this word, that we are comfortable with the old things, the old ways that things used to happen, old miracles, old patterns, old results. But God is saying to us, it's a month of new things. Mean that whatever you may have experienced, whatever you may have achieved in the past, God can do something new in your life. He can. So there's no point in resting and feeling like you have arrived. God is saying it's a month of new things. Because he wants to bring newness. He wants to bring new things out of the lives of people. I just go straight to what new things the Lord is expecting for us. Or what is God planning to do for us as new things this month? Number one, God is saying that there are going to be new provisions. new provisions. Maybe somebody say your food stuff has finished. I know that will resonate to some of you here. God is saying new provisions. New people that remember you. New helpers. New ideas. Say there's going to be new provisions. Leviticus 26 verse 9 says, "For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new." Ah, you didn't get it. Some of you are quite used to your last, to the highest your bank account has received. And God is saying that you may need to clear out thousands because millions are coming. Satan gets used to the new. Don't get used to not having money in your account. Say, don't get used to it. Say, you will clear out the old because of the new. You would have to clear out those your old clothes because new ones are coming. It's not because of greediness or because of materialism. Because God just wants to do something new for you. Number two, a new song. Psalm 40 and verse 3. Says, "And he has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear." You don't understand it. Are you on the spirit? Yeah, are you in the spirit on the Lord's day? He says, "He has put a new song in my mouth and praise our God." He says, "Let me we see what God has done for you, and they will sit and they will fear. And will trust in the Lord God." Some of you don't know how to sing, but God can do something for you that will compel you to sing. And you walk on my corner. They will say, "Kilo shele, ah." This is your portion in the name of Jesus. Number three, new opportunities. Isaiah 43 verse 19 that we read the other time said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" Sometimes something new happens in your life and you don't even know. But this one, he's saying that this one, you will know. Say, "Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers where?" Whenever you see roads being created, it's because another opportunity has come to that neighborhood. When you see roads being created, it means people are already there and then they expanded that place. That means that new businesses will come there. New businesses are opening here in the name of Jesus. New ideas are coming for you in Jesus' name. Number four, I'm just trying to just speed up so we can pray and get into Sunday school. New information. Some of you trivialized it, but no problem. Isaiah 48 and verse 6, if you know what it is, that life revolves around information. Opportunities revolve around information. Break forth, sometimes is by information. By information. Isaiah 48 verses. It says, "You have heard, see all this, and you will not declare, and will you not declare it? I have made you hear new things from this time. Even hidden things, and you did not know them. I have made you hear new things." A business line is about to open up in the Gomosho, and God tells you, "Go and start doing this business." Or a list of people are coming, and God says, "Go and start this business." Or somebody calls you and say, "Do you know about how to rear pig?" Say, "I don't know." Say, "You better start to do it. There's going to be a demand in Ogun State in the next few months." Privileged information. That's how opportunities come for people. There's a job offer somewhere. So Some of you need a job just so that you can help yourself in school. Information will come for you. Amen. Destiny defining informations are coming for you. Amen. Number 5, a new name. Amen. Isaiah 62 and verse 2. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. They have known you are sick before, they will call you healed. They have known you have as lost before, they will call you recovered. They knew you as poor before, they will know you as rich. Somebody should receive this one. They used to know you as single to stupor. You'll be engaged. It's true. Just wait. End of this one. Somebody come and give testimony or proposal. Not from any town you can hurry, but from the one that fits your destiny. And if you're a guy, God will show you the one. Yeah. I give you courage to speak this month. Yeah. New name. Yes. This one touched some of you, Abby. A new name. Do that till today. We still call Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus. But Bartimaeus did not end his life blind. Jesus actually healed him and his eyes got open. Why are we still calling him by Bartimaeus? Whatever name they have used to associate with you that God is to change. This month, God changes it for you. This girl that is always sick, always sick, always sick, and they will find out 1 year down the line you are not sick. This is your reality from today. A new name he will give to you. That girl that usually beg, you will beg for gas, you will beg for water, you will beg for transport fare, you will beg for lift. Whatever has brought you to perpetual begging, the Lord gives you a new name by bringing new resources, by bringing new men, and you have a new name. It's time for you to end. New things should come. And the last one, new mercies. Leviticus, Lamentations 3:22. Say, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions. I just heard for somebody, new set of customers. Yeah. For your business. Yeah. Yes, new customers. Yeah. Lamentations 3:22. Says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. They are new every morning. They are new every morning. May you enjoy new mercies every morning. Amen. Rise up, let us pray. You're going to labor with this word. Prayer number 1, Lord, whatever is due to end in my life, let an end come to it this month in the name of Jesus. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever is due to end in my life this month, Lord, an end comes to it today. An end comes to it today. Somebody there pray. Whatever is due to end, if it be sickness, Lord, it is due to end. Lord, bring an end to it. Whatever is due to end. Some people here are just casual.
But the new door breaker, there needs to be activity. There needs to be a sense of aggression. Whatever is used to end in my life, oh, somebody go to Parino, I am all alone, you're going to be. And then it comes to it. Whatever is due to end, poverty that needs to end must end today. Pain that needs to end must end today. Death in my body that needs to end must end today. Depression must end today. Declare the end right now. I declare an end over weakness in my body. I declare an end over pain and laziness. Kala paratosika yata. Pray, pray, pray. We don't have much time. Press in prayer. As soon as you pray, just press and pray it. Lord, everything that needs to end, an end comes today. Kabarakoto soprekete diata. Imbrokoto sopreya. Ranteke lebrokoto suzeleva. Rakata babade de brando stoliata. Whatever must end, pain must end, lack must end, begging must end, oppression must end, infidelity complex must end, low self-esteem must end, blindness must end, lack of sleep must end, sickness and weakness must end. Whatever needs to end, end today in my life. Now begin to declare, Lord, new things spring from my life. New things begin to speak from my life. Is somebody praying? Lord, new things. New jobs. New opportunities. New graces. New life. New interventions. New inventions. That spring forth from my life. In this new month. Oh Lord, new customers come for me. New help comes for me. New provisions come for me. Let new things spring up from my life, oh God. Prakata shepadakata. Lord, new helpers of destiny. Let them come, oh God. Kabrinde mekete shahai. Rende mekete libra katahaya. Shalabakata labahaya. Rondo kotobadaba. Let my heavens be open. Let new ideas come. New summons, new inspiration. New graces, oh God. New opportunities. New doors open unto me. Enough of the old, I enter the new. Enough of the old, I enter the new. Lord, new bank alerts. New friends. New helpers. New favors. God, you are the doer of new things. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord.
Do something new in my life.
Lord, do something new. Lord, do something new for me. I don't know what new things you need, but begin to measure them for God. Begin to mention them before God. Begin to mention them before God. I don't know what new things you want. But it's your opportunity to ask. The Lord says a month of new things. Somebody pray. Don't be afraid to ask. The Lord told me to tell you, don't be afraid to ask. I can do something new. I can do bigger and better than I've done before. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
The last prayer we'll pray quickly. The Bible says, give a parable that Jesus was speaking and said, the sower planted seed to grow and bring forth with. Say, but when harvest time came, because some people are here, you have been planting but you have not been receiving harvest. You have been planting but you have not been receiving harvest. It says the sower came and then to come and reap the harvest. And it says when he got to the harvest, to the field, he said he saw there the wheat and then he saw tears. And he asked the question, he says, who did this? Say the enemy did this. And there are times when God wants to do something in your life and then the enemy plants something negative alongside to kill and to suffocate the new thing that God wants to do. I'm going to pray this prayer very, very strongly and very sharply. Lord, every planting of the enemy around my life to hinder the new from coming out, Lord, I cancel them out. Every operation of the works of darkness of the enemy to hinder the new from coming out, Lord, today I cancel out their oppression. I uproot every seed of the enemy, every planting of the enemy from around my life. In the mighty name of God, I uproot. I remove, I uproot them. My new will spring forth unhindered. I uproot every negative friends, negative individuals, negative information, negative planting around my life. I uproot them today in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray. Those things can hinder your new from coming out. Lord, I uproot them. It's like you clearing the weed around your life. Lord, I uproot them. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Few instructions for the month as you go. Do enjoy this. Number 1, you are asking God for something and you are writing it down. Make sure you do what? Write it. Do what? Write it. Whatever you are trusting God for, put it down. Ask God for something new and do what? Write it down. Don't put it in your mind. Write it down. And you keep praying it. New lands will come. Yeah. Number 2. The prophetic instruction. Do give away this month. What did I say? Give somebody some things. That Leviticus chapter 26, now that we read verse 9, says, you shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the... God is saying, you will do it ahead. You will clear out some of your olds and you do give away. It means differently to different persons. I don't know what it means to you. Say, but do give away. Clear out the old because new wants to come. Number 3. It says, be faithful in your givings to God. Be faithful. This is not an encouragement. Well, if you want to do better, yes. But an encouragement to those who have not been faithful in their commitment to God, in your givings, your tithe, your offerings, probably your influence. 363. Say, be faithful in your givings. And lastly, it says you should dance and rejoice before the Lord. I'm going to be here on Wednesday. If you are not in that service, I can't help you. I can't. I can't help you. So it says, dance and rejoice before the Lord. And our song for this month, as you go, as you pray, and as you that is, do something new in my life. It's specific. Something new
in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life.
Today, as you are going, there are days you will be at the tail end. There are days you will be at the tail end.
and you will insist, Lord, do something new. You will see him show up. You will stay and insist, Lord, do something new today. So you will sing, do something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life today. This month you will see new things. I said you will see new things. New songs you will sing. You will get new information. For somebody, God says, go and start checking. He said, I will show you what you need to see. No. Yes, for somebody. For somebody's. Say, go and start checking. I will show you what you need to see. Sometimes I've been giving you trouble navigating and solving. Just go, I will show you. For somebody, new graces. I declare upon you new mercies. Receive a new name. Receive new opportunities. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, I declare new provisions for you. New provisions for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's celebrate Jesus and quickly be seated. So, in the light of new things. In the light of new things. Yes, me makoto wa nbe. Ma worry, ma announce makoto wa nbe. Okay, me makoto wa nbe. A lot of new things. Last week Sunday, we announced here after footies. Everybody liked the lights on the stage. Hey, Jackie, so not now. So we trusted God. I said, I came and announced. I said, look, we need lights. Have you not been so? So somebody walked into my office and said he wanted to give Atila something. So I just so I gave an advice on what to give for. And a person gave 1 million naira for the support of this life project. Ready money came, we processed it, sent money, and we received delivery of this yesterday night. So it came quite late, but God set it up so that you can see it when it's coming new. You will not think we rented it. Now we have our whatever you don't have this month, may God do something new for you in the name of Jesus. God will remind people about you. God will remind people to supply you. God will remind people to bless you. In the name of Jesus. Come and celebrate Jesus in the house. So, we are planning on just buying 4 pieces of light and 2 floodlights. But when we even go to Lagos, we found mercy again. We are supposed to buy each of the lights at 80,000 naira. But the person we bought from had old stock. So we bought each of the lights, 10 pieces at 70,000 naira. Secondly, we are supposed to just buy 2 faces of the floodlights for 130,000 naira. So because the person still had old stock, they were going to sell it at 120,000. But that is not the story. The story is that we now got something better. Instead of 2 faces, we got the 4 face one at 170,000 naira each. Something new. You will receive such favors this month. Such favors this month. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate us together. So, this is not all that we need to get. For this light, we got 10 pieces. We got 10 pieces of each for this light. We need about 20. For the floodlights, we need 4. We need moving heads. We need, like I told you, the budget for lighting is actually 6 point something million. So, but we have started already. In the course of the week, God gave us 2.1 million naira into the building project. We will pray for sand, we will pray for building. New things are coming for you. New things are coming for you. In Jesus' mighty name.